Community High School varsity scholastic team went 2-1 in a conference meet on Thursday evening. FCHS defeated Salem and Centralia and narrowly fell to Marion. Senior Sam Beach was named MVP of the meet. Answering toss-ups for FCHS were Sam Beach with 24, Amber Clark with 2, Ethan Kakak with 2. Also participating for FCHS were Gary Davis, Cody Gawthorpe, Cassidy Hayes, Chloe Hodges, Tyler Hooper, Hannah Odom, and Cody Todd. FCHS moves to 22-10 on the year. They will be in action again at the EIU Honors Tournament on Saturday. Sisney Middle School student Riley Beckel, the 8th grade daughter of Mark and Crystal Beckel, has won the annual Wayne County Spelling Bee. Riley correctly spelled the word telegenic to win the bee. She went 25 rounds. Tisha Harrell, a 7th grader from Sisney Middle School, was the runner-up. The bee was held Thursday evening at Fairfield City Hall with Dr. David Mills, Jasper School Superintendent, as the MC. Judges for the evening were Corey Copeland and Dee Monge. Bruce Dickey was the official pronouncer. Other participants were Lucinda Christman and Abby Hedden from Center Street School, Kira Freeman and Brett Hallam from Jeff, Hunter Biggs and Ella Grace Mays from Jasper School, Landon Harrelson and Kelby Rush from New Hope School, and Joel Bean and Lucas Knoll from the Wayne City Junior High. Edwards County High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl went 3-0 in the Southern Illinois Academic Conference Tournament hosted by Fairfield Thursday night. The Lions beat Murfreesboro 200-100. Mount Vernon won 60-140. And Centralia 180-160. Captain Haley Merbarger led the scoring with 15. Aaron Brown had 3. Lucas Busy buzzed for 2. And Emily Need and Elias Cook contributed 1. Brianna Robinson contributed on bonuses. The next match for the Lions will be Saturday at the EIU tournament in Charleston. In other news, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Auxiliary will be holding a Valentine's Day bake sale and silent auction on Friday, February 9th to benefit special projects and equipment purchases for the hospital. The Valentine's Day bake sale and silent auction will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the FMH Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room. April Grefstu, FMH Director of Nutrition Services, who is known for her sweet treats, will be making red velvet cake pops, Big Mama cinnamon rolls, regular cinnamon rolls, snack mix, specialty Valentine cakes, and much more. Items that will be in the silent auction will include a heart lap quilt, Valentine basket worth over $100, small flat screen TV, wall decor, and more. Pat Kinchlow, FMH Auxiliary Gift Shop Coordinator, has refreshed the shop for the new year and has a few specialty Valentine's Day items, and will be stocking spring merchandise soon. For more information about the upcoming event, or if you'd like to donate an item for the silent auction, contact Charlotte St. Ledger, FMH Executive Foundation Director, at 618-847-8297. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Ristved announces additional enforcement plans for the upcoming Super Bowl weekend. ISP troopers will strictly enforce Fatal 4 moving violations, which include DUI, speeding, distracted driving, and seatbelt compliance. Additional emphasis will be placed on impaired driving. During the 51st Super Bowl weekend, ISP troopers issued 1,744 Fatal 4 citations statewide, 195 of which were alcohol-related arrests. Two alcohol-related crashes occurred during the 2017 Super Bowl weekend and resulted in 2 fatalities. District 19 will conduct roving patrols throughout the weekend, identifying impaired and unsafe drivers. If you drive impaired, expect to be pulled over. Also, please be sure to watch for vehicles parked or sitting on the side of the road with flashing lights. If you see them, move over if possible and slow down. Alcohol is a leading factor in fatal traffic crashes, especially during the celebratory weekends. The ISP is reminding motorists to help keep the roadway safe by planning ahead and designating a driver, calling a cab, or making other responsible arrangements. Southern Illinois University says its spring enrollment fell 8.8% this year compared to last spring. Numbers released by the university show that the school's enrollment is about 13,350 students this spring compared with about 14,640 last spring. The Southern Illinoisan reports Friday that SIU chancellor says the decline was expected. He says in a statement that new students don't typically enroll in the spring, and some students graduate in December. He says that enrollment is our primary focus as we revitalize SIU, and that the school is working on proposals that will create exciting opportunities for students as well as faculty. Fall enrollment also fell at SIU. Enrollment for the 2017 fall semester dropped nearly 9% compared to the previous year. In other news, the Spirit of Life Foundation makes awards to institutions for higher learning to support Wayne County College students at FCC and other institutions of higher learning who wish to undertake educational programs away from their home campus. The foundation makes awards of $3,000 per student directly to qualify institutions for support for a specific educational program. FCC is responsible for reviewing proposals, making a selection, distributing the funds to the students, and ensuring that the students complete a report at the end of the program experience. Dr. Tom Lloyd, founder of the Spirit of Life Foundation, has provided scholarship support for Wayne County students since 2001. Tom grew up in Fairfield in the 1950s. To be eligible for the Spirit of Life Scholarship, an applicant must be between the ages of 18 and 24 and must be a current or former Wayne County resident who is currently enrolled in a recognized program of higher education. For the scholarship to be awarded, the applicant must plan to enroll in an international or domestic short-term educational program for which support is not readily available. The program should not be independent study or mentorship program, but an established educational program. The educational experience must be completed by September 1st, 2018, and the student will complete a report of his or her educational experience no later than November 1st, 2018. The application is currently available online at www.iecc.edu/FCC. The completed application and materials must be submitted no later than March 1st to Lori Noe, Coordinator of Financial Aid, Frontier Community College, 2 Frontier Drive, Fairfield, Illinois, 62837. Individuals may also email materials to noel@iecc.edu or fax to 618-842-4425. For additional information regarding the scholarship, contact Lori Noe at 618-842-3711 or by email.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showroom to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat massage. We have Lazy Boy furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
The Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team went 2-1.
Hi, it's Mark with the WFIW Morning Show. You can wish your loved ones a happy birthday or anniversary during the Birthday and Anniversary Show, Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. All you have to do is call us up 842-2159 during the show, and you can wish someone you love a happy birthday or anniversary. If you're shy, no worries. Just go to our website, WFIWradio.com, click on the birthday banner, and submit your birthday or anniversary wish.
Crude oil is at $58.50, unchanged since yesterday. Retired Edwards County Judge John Ludmark, 87, died Friday evening at the Rest Haven Manor in Albion. He served two terms as Edwards County Judge and was a past member of the Illinois Judges Association. He was a member of the Albion First United Methodist Church and a former chairman of the Albion Methodist Church Administrative Board. He was also a former Grayville Lions Club and Albion Rotary Club member. John Ludmark is survived by his wife Mary, two sons, Craig of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Bruce of Akron, Ohio, one daughter Kathy Ludmark of Gainesville, Maryland, and one grandson Trevor Ruiz. The body of John Ludmark is to be cremated with services held at a later date. The Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of all the arrangements. Lee Rubenacker, age 88, a resident of Dahlgren, Illinois, passed away at 10:10 a.m. Friday. February 2nd, 2018, in the Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. Funeral services are Monday, February 5th, 2018, at 10 a.m. at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. Visitation will be Sunday, February 4th, 2018, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with rosary at 6 p.m. Burial will be at St. John's Cemetery. A complete obituary will follow later. Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements for Lee Rubenacker. Nigel B. Faulkner, 99 of Fairfield, passed away on January 31st at Aperion Healthcare in Fairfield. She was a kitchen helper, having worked at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She attended the Church of God and Full Gospel Tabernacle for several years. She was born on March 21st, 1918, in Hugo, Colorado, to Paris Brown and Bonnie Brown. She married Gerald Faulkner on June 25th, 1937. She is survived by son, Charles Faulkner of Fairfield, two daughters, LaDonna Lapkus of Fairfield and Carolyn Cole of Stockton, California, eight grandchildren, Marlene Olson of Brattleboro, Vermont, Denise Kelly of Colton, Oregon, Marty Romero of Lodi, California, Glennis Tarmina of Santa Cruz, California, Rodonna Sue McKinney of Normal, Illinois, Evan Ewing of Scheller, Illinois, Kevin Ewing of Fairfield, Illinois, and Jamie Faulkner of Norfolk, Virginia. 16 great-grandchildren, 20 great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, husband, one son, Franklin Faulkner, four sisters, Opal Plasters, Ruth Gibson, Gail Knudsen, Esther Brown, and one brother, Henry Brown. The body will be cremated with a celebration of life to be held at a later date. Online condolences can be made at www.nailsfuneralhome.com.
It takes guts and grit to bring big city services to small communities. Wabash Communications is a tough group, willing to face difficult challenges, venture into new territories, and protect the interest of our customers. Wabash Communications is able to achieve big things for small communities. Big history of innovation since 1952, a big range of services including high-speed internet, TV services, home monitoring solutions, voice, and more, and a big focus on exceptional customer care. To learn what's next on the horizon, call Wabash at 665-3311.
Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 42. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow before midnight, then snow likely, cloudy with a low around 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 14. Join our birthday and anniversary club. Just go to WFIWradio.com and click on the birthday banner. We make winning easy. We're your Classic Hits station. We're WFIW 104.9 FM.